Welcome everyone to Good Night and Good Game, your source for geek news for the week that was. I'm your host, James, and with me this week, as always, is my wonderful co-host, Hector.
Hello.
This week on the show, we're going to be doing one of our rare speedrun episodes. We're going to be covering some things that happened in the news really quickly, and then jump right into our main topic, which is all of the Star Wars announcements. Now, we're pre-recording this due to company being in town, so when you hear it, we will be not doing a live stream, obviously, but there was just too much cool stuff to talk about, so we had to record something. We had to put something out there, because holy crap, all the Star Wars news.
Oh, yeah.
Before we start, don't forget that you can head over to goodnight.gg, where as a patron of our show, you can suggest topics for us to talk about. Our horror movie episodes are finally going up, and you can enjoy all of them on our off-schedule weeks. All right, with all that out of the way, let's get into the speed run.
Speed run.
Okay, this is the speed run, our quick pass at some of the news that's been announced. And at the end, we're going to spend a bunch of time talking about all the Star Wars news, so stick around for that. Kicking things off, HBO Max is merging with Discovery to make a new channel simply called Max.
That's fucking stupid. How about you don't?
Everything about this is a dumb move.
Yeah, like HBO has always been a prestige brand, and like that's their thing. They make some of the best television there's literally ever been.
Exactly.
And they do it all the time. Let's take a streaming service and remove that branding from it and like squish it into Discovery, which is like, you know, pretty fucking hit or miss.
Yeah, you're going to get some HGTV with your
My fucking Sopranos?
Yeah.
Like, get out of here with that.
Yep.
Like, can't all of this get rolled into Discovery Plus or Paramount Plus or the Peacock or whatever
the fuck? You make such a good point, because the HBO branding, like, when you think fucking HBO, you think prestige, good television.
Yeah.
You are thinking about quality shit. You're thinking about The Sopranos, 6 Feet Under, The Wire.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of stuff that you're really thinking about when you think about this stuff.
Fucking Succession right now, Game of Thrones, The Last of Us, The Leftovers.
Right.
Like amazing shit. Big Love.
Right.
Like goddamn.
And just tearing down the HBO name, it's just sad. It's sad.
It's super sad. Like, and not only that, but you went through all this bullshit so that you could, like, put ads in your service and then charge people to take them away. And then you went ahead and named the streaming service after a competitor.
Yep.
Like, Cinemax has been around since just after HBO. Why would you confuse people this year? Is it possible, James, that all of our media companies are run by just complete idiots?
I'm pretty sure it's true.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's true.
Yeah.
More HBO news. The Conjuring universe is headed to HBO Max for a TV series. So all the Conjuring films, they're getting a TV series of all their own.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I should probably watch those movies.
They're fun. They're not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a Harry Potter reboot series confirmed for HBO. J.K. Rowling is on board. It is supposed to be a quote-unquote faithful adaptation of the books. Let's talk about this one for a minute.
What are they doing? We have a faithful adaptation of the book. It took them a decade. It took them 8 movies for 7 books.
Yeah.
We did this. The actors, the child actors who started it, grew up with the movies.
Mm-hmm.
They hired directors who could do prestige film, and they gave them a lot of leeway to paint the story the way they wanted to while still remaining true to the source material.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are things that aren't in the movies that are in the books, but that's because movies aren't books.
Yep.
And books are long. And I know that you can put more things in with television.
They're saying that every season of the show is going to be one of the books.
That's stupid. The first book is like 500 pages. The fifth book is like 4,000 pages. like what?
Yeah.
The problem that people have mostly with the movies is that the last 3 books were massive. And even though Order of the Phoenix, the movie, is like probably the longest one out of all of them, it couldn't cover half of what happened. And everyone's a stickler for details in these books because they're written for children and they're all about details.
Right.
So what are they doing? Why? How are they going to...
Well, I think the answer to that one's pretty obvious.
They will never get this lucky again.
J.K. Rowling is just in it for the money at this point. She's hoping that they reboot it, they make a TV series out of it.
I don't know why a media company would agree to make this.
Because they figured money?
Yeah.
None of the other shit they're adapting of Harry Potter is working because nobody wants to go see it, and they're all saying it's trash. So they're like, why don't we just go back and just do the old stuff again and make money off of that again?
Yeah. No, I mean...
And I hope that it bombs.
It's going to bomb. No one's going to back a project like this. It's not just that J.K. Rowling is a massive fucking turf who I hope dies in a fire. Mm. That someone close to her starts. It's that... We've done this already, and there's very, very little chance that it will be better than what we already have.
Yeah.
Because what we already have was made with love by actors who were just coming into their own, mm-hmm. and some very incredibly seasoned actors. It's, despite his amazing career, all of my best memories of... I just lost his name. Snape.
Yeah, Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman, yeah. Yes. You know, Robbie fucking Coltrane. Mm-hmm. And many, many more. Many, many more. And yeah, I can't... Like, they're not going to... How are they going to cast this with any of the same gravitas for a television show that people know they need to be signed up for 7 seasons? Probably more than that, if mm-hmm. they actually do the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is... you're going to make it worse...
True.
Why would you, like, I know it'll probably make some money, but, like, I hope this gets haloed.
Okay.
Like, straight up, I hope this has the exact same fate as Halo. I hope they don't make it to season 2.
There you go. Director Neil Blomkamp is working on a Gran Turismo film based on a true story of a British teenager who went from super gifted at the racing game to actually behind the wheel as a professional race car driver. Good stuff.
That's great. I really don't have I don't know how to comment on that.
Okay, that's fine. I think it's a cool story. It's definitely not one that I've ever heard of.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And it's a true story. So fictional band Deathlok is releasing a new album this year, as well as an all-new movie called Metalocalypse Army of the Doomstar. On top of all of this, they will be touring with the Japanese band Baby Metal.
Okay, so there's nothing about what you just said that I don't love very much. the Deathlok album is a masterpiece. Their last movie was a metal musical that like speaks to my soul and like causes me to shed a tear.
Mm-hmm.
The show is fantastic. It comes from an era of Adult Swim that was like, you know, just so willing to just kind of do whatever. And it's the only way something like this could get made. If you're not familiar with Metalocalypse, you can probably check it out like a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. If you're at all into metal, and even if you're not, the joke should still land because it's a lot of metal making fun of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Metal fucking rules. They worship a fox god called Megitsune, and that's dope.
Yeah, it's awesome. There's a Stranger Things animated series coming to Netflix.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, all their best shows are animated now.
It's true. American McGee, who has been working for years and years and years to make another Alice, Madness game, has been talking to EA, trying to get it made. The whole thing has finally come to an end. EA basically said they refuse to fund the development or even consider licensing this dude his own IP back.
Yeah, but it's about right. I mean, fuck you very much, EA, for ruining something for all of us. That for not even for money. Like you just did it.
Spite.
Yeah, you basically did it because there wasn't enough money for something you don't want to use. Fuck that.
Redfall will not have a 60 FPS mode on launch at on Xbox. So basically, if you are playing Redfall on your Xbox, do not expect a 60 FPS frame rate.
Yep, quality mode only.
Yep.
So a lot of the community heard this and they were like, "We'll just fucking delay it."
Yeah.
But no, they probably refused to delay the PC and PS5 release for something happening only on one platform. Mm. How they let this happen? I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds a little crazy to me, but I can't wait to play it day one on Xbox Game Pass.
I mean, that's what I'm going to do.
My PC at 60 FPS.
Exactly.
I'm here for it. This sounds like a really unfortunate event. I know they didn't want this to happen.
I mean, these things just happen sometimes.
They do happen. And I mean, I understand why the company wouldn't be willing to delay the entire release the way it is. But on the other hand,
mm-hmm.
this game releases something like 5 days after Jedi Survivor.
Yep.
And then like a week before Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
That's the window this game launches in. It's going to have a rough go. If they delayed it for like a month, they could release it like maybe 2 weeks before Diablo.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a busy summer.
Yeah. So it's tough. Maybe delay the whole thing just to keep it out of the release window it's in.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, no one pays me to make those decisions.
Exactly. All right. The speed run is over. Now, let's get into all the Star Wars news that's fit to discuss. Let's take our time, talk about what we got. Here we go. So Thrawn in the upcoming Ahsoka series is going to be played by the original voice actor, Lars Mikkelsen, from the Rebels show. They just grabbed the voice actor and said, you're Thrawn, you're the voice of Thrawn, you've been the voice of Thrawn, go.
I think we should do this as much as fucking possible.
Okay.
It's not always possible. Sometimes the voice actors simply don't match the character or the way the character has been depicted. Sometimes they're not actors, even if they do look like the character. Sometimes they're just voice actors. Sometimes for whatever reasons they have, they don't act in front of cameras.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of reasons why this doesn't happen. But when it can happen, I think it always should.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, they already know the character.
Sure.
And if they're already a working actor, then yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. This is great. I don't know Thrawn at all. I'm about to discover him. I'm in the middle of a Rebels watch.
Yeah, you are.
It's been very good. I just hit season two and man, is it taking off. But I'm going to find out who Thrawn is. And like the rest of the Star Wars community who's into these shows, I'm probably really going to love him. So mm-hmm. this is probably great news to future me.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you said you were starting the Rebels. And of course, we have some of our mutual friends. We're just like, oh, strap in, bud. It's going to be a wild ride.
Yep.
It's an emotional roller coaster you're about to be on. And I'm so happy for you.
Getting prepped for the Ahsoka show.
Yeah, because Ahsoka really is, from everything that we saw at this Star Wars presentation, is just, it's called like Ahsoka, but like it's really just the sequel to Rebels. Yeah,
Rebel season 5.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. This kind of happened off screen from the Disney event, but it was mentioned that the Lando Calrissian solo Star Wars show is still happening.
Okay.
That was the one that they were in talks to have Donald Glover come be a part of. Yeah. and do the solo sequel thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again, this was kind of off stage, but I'm excited about that because honestly, first off, I think Solo got a bad rap. I'm going to be that guy. I think Solo got a bad rap. I think the people came in, they judged it too harshly, and they were just like, not my Star Wars. And then they went and saw things like, I don't know, episode 9. Watch episode 9 and go back and watch Solo. I'm going to tell you right now, Solo deserves an Oscar compared to episode 9. That's just where I am on it. And I try to give most Star Wars things the benefit of the doubt because people like to cry about Star Wars a lot, but holy shit, 9 was bad.
Yeah, no, 9 was, oh God, yeah.
But of all the things that I loved about Solo, the big one was actually Donald Glover's Lando Calrissian.
Oh yeah.
Like holy shit, did he steal every frame of that movie when he was on screen? And we had heard the rumors. They were saying like, oh yeah, he's probably going to get his own spinoff thing, blah, blah, blah. And just kind of nothing came of it.
Yeah.
And that's why coming back around there, you got the confirmation. They're saying, yeah, it's still happening. We just got to kind of figure out when we're going to do it, when we have the script. Like it's not happening.
Right.
So.
No, that's amazing. Yeah. I can't wait, you know, fuck yeah.
Not one, not two, but three Star Wars movies were announced. So they've got so it's all over the place where these things are. I think Dave Filoni is going to be directing a movie that brings together all the Disney Plus stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the big ones. So like The Mandalorian, Bad Batch, I think, or you know whatever those Disney Plus. It's kind of we're bringing all of those together into a central point, and we're going to make a movie about it, and that's going to close the chapter of those. It's almost like a Marvel phase in a way.
Okay, yeah. No, I mean that's a great way to do it. Yeah. It keeps you from, it lets you use the comic book model and keeps you from having to make the same show for 20 years and getting like completely out of stories when you would just like to tell other ones.
Yeah. And I think that that's important for Star Wars. Don't do it in phases like Marvel does, because phases in Marvel, I know this is kind of getting off track for a second, but like being beholden to phases in Marvel is getting really tricky for them.
Yep.
Because they're writing everything around these phases, where Star Wars, they're doing the phase thing, but they're not calling it that, so they can kind of just do whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Everything they make doesn't have to be in service to a greater story. And that is, as we're finding out as a society, a big advantage.
Yeah. So there's also one that it will be set thousands of years in the past and will be about the first Jedi. So that sounds pretty cool. And then the last movie is going to be like the big sequel movie from episode 9. And we know that Daisy Ridley is coming back as Rey, and she is rebuilding the Jedi Order from what we're hearing rumor wise or what's being talked about for it. So it's kind of a hashtag justice for Rey thing.
To erase the last movie.
I think you have some other characters that deserve a little bit of justice in there too. If you're going to be doing that, like maybe we bring Finn back and drive a big old dump truck full of money to the actor, to John Boyega's house, and be like, we would like to apologize for what went down.
The whole, literally everything, there's not an actor in that movie that didn't deserve better from that movie. Like, Jesus Christ, what a clown show.
Absolutely.
If we're making a direct sequel to that movie, I don't know. Just whatever. Don't let J.J. Abrams touch it.
Right? Fuck, just, man. We're done with that era. Yeah,
please forever no.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe be like smart people and hire Ryan Wilson back.
Yeah, maybe. Well, they did say that Ryan Wilson's still going to be doing a Star Wars movie at some point. We just do not know when.
Man, I hope so.
So, Bad Batch is going to be coming back for its third and final season.
Okay, yeah.
They showed a trailer. They showed Omega. If you're not following Bad Batch, Omega is one of the main characters. They showed Crosshair a little bit, and they showed Emperor Palpatine in it. Lots of action, going to be really Bad Batchy. I like that we were saying earlier that this has a definitive ending coming to it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we've done three seasons. This is good. Let's wrap it here. Because even Mandalorian, even though we know it's getting a fourth season, now that we know that Dave Filoni's kind of doing the...
Yeah,
the TV series ending film, right?
The cutoff, right?
Yeah, they can all run to a certain point, and then we just stop and go from there.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The animated series Tales of the Jedi is going to be coming back. We don't know what it's going to be focused around. We know that it's going to be an anthology show like before, set in the prequel era. So that's what we're going to be getting for that one.
Okay.
They showed a trailer for Star Wars Visions Volume 2 and revealed that it will debut on Star Wars Day or May 4th.
Fuck yeah. Cannot wait. I watched the trailer. The animation is all incredible. It feels like the effort put into these feels right on par with stuff like Love, Death, and Robots or any other of your favorite anthology animation series. I mean, it looks so stellar. That wasn't even a pun, but like, fuck, man. It's so good. It looks so good. I can't wait. I'm an animation slut. You all know that.
They have something called The Acolyte that is going to be getting that was shown. They talked a little bit about it at this conference. The way they described it is that it's being set in the High Republic era. So this is like pre-prequels. Mm-hmm. It's the High Republic era. It was jokingly called Frozen meets Kill Bill.
Okay.
They also said that this particular series will really focus on the dark side of the Force, because this was at a time where it's at its weakest, because the High Republic era is when there was the most Jedi.
Right.
They were helping keep balance on everything. They were the, it was ACAB all over the place with Jedi.
Fucking cops just everywhere. Just like, hey, you better be balanced.
Yeah. And so like this is, they're saying, quote, like this is when the bad guys are outnumbered. They are the underdog in this show.
Yeah. No, this sounds fucking awesome. Honestly. Yeah. I've always wanted these kind of explorations. In fact, I would love when you have an entire galaxy and pretty much like anyone can be Force sensitive, there's so much that like they could work with. So,
right. Yeah. Like, what do you do with somebody who is Force sensitive on a place where they don't know what the Force is? It's just,
or maybe just they developed an entirely different religion to try and explain it.
Yeah.
And maybe it works a little differently for them.
Yeah.
But, like, that sounds fucking great.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Oh, Andor is going to be coming back. And it's actually happening pretty fast. They're, they were saying that they're halfway through filming season two, and they have a tentative release date of August 2024.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, Andor was fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for more of it. I have to wait over a year.
Yep.
Well, so I guess there's that. But yeah, no, I'm very excited for more Andor.
All right, just a couple more things to talk about here. Jude Law is going to be starring in a show called Skeleton Crew. It's developed by Chris Ford and the Spider-Man No Way Home director, John Watts. It's supposed to take place in the same time frame as Ahsoka and The Mandalorian. And it's about a group of adventurers trying to find their way back home after getting lost. When Dave Filoni was talking about it, he said, quote, "It's a wide galaxy and it's way more dangerous than you think."
I fucking love this. Yeah, this is exactly what I was just talking about. Like some more interesting original stuff. And if you throw Jude Law in there, I mean, yeah,
I didn't hear the word. I didn't hear the word Jedi once.
We don't even need to think about that shit. Like we can just be out in space.
It is.
And
it is,
we can know some of the rules because it's Star Wars. That's a good place to be.
It is one of, I guess, what I feel is probably one of my more unpopular opinions, which is, the Jedi are a little overdone in Star Wars. I get they are the thing that made Star Wars, but like Star Wars is about the universe. And I don't think you have to make every story a Jedi story.
Yeah. No,
like,
of course
like,
not.
Like even like Rogue One, like traipsed around like of having a force user in it. And I was like, even that almost felt like a lot for Rogue One.
Yeah.
I didn't want I don't want a Jedi in my heist movie. Like mm-hmm. I want a heist movie in my heist movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to hear more of these stories. And now that we just got done watching the episode of The Mandalorian that we did, and I'm not going to talk about it, but I am going to talk about the fact they showed Coruscant, and I want to see more Coruscant.
Yeah, please.
Fucking put more shit on fucking Coruscant, because holy shit.
Yeah, yeah. We need that cyberpunk in our lives.
You get that? Give me that Coruscant 2049.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, that's actually everything that we have.
Wow, yeah.
That's everything that happened. That's a lot of announcements for Star Wars.
That's a lot of really good Star Wars news. I have to say, I haven't been this excited about like an upcoming slew of media that is announced this way since like the third phase of Marvel, honestly. And yeah,
I felt like the last time I was this excited for Star Wars may have been like around the time we got like the Episode 7 trailer.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit. Yeah, Star Wars is back.
We've got it. Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm right there with you. Yeah. It's been a long time since. Yeah. I was. Well, to be fair, ever since like Dave Filoni took over.
True.
Like,
I mean, the TV stuff's been great.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and
I loved Book of Boba Fett. Fight me.
Yeah. No, Book of Boba Fett was a lot of fun. And anyone who doesn't like it, just like maybe they weren't that into Boba Fett. And that's fine. You're doing Star Wars wrong, but that's fine.
No, I think that what it really comes down to, and I think we may have talked about this on the show before, is that everybody up until The Mandalorian had an idea of what Boba Fett was like because they had their own fan fiction version of themselves in their head. And they got The Mandalorian, which was basically the Boba Fett show.
Right.
He was just called something different.
Yeah.
And so when they finally got around to Boba Fett, they're like, well, it doesn't match my fucking Boba Fett. It doesn't match my Boba Fett tattoo. It doesn't match my fucking Slave One, which we don't call it that anymore, but you get the point. Like that's the whole thing of it. And it happened to be a little bit more lighthearted show, and people just have a hard time with lighthearted Star Wars. I don't understand the reason.
Yeah, it's always been like, and I know not all of it is, but it's always been a series for children up until they started
writing
hard fantasy books about it.
There's a lot of silliness in Star Wars. It always has.
It's okay. Listen to the John Williams score. It'll make your heart flutter, and you'll realize that some whimsy is good.
Whimsy is exactly. Whimsy is good, especially when it comes to Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I think for me personally, when I'm talking about Star Wars and my love for Star Wars, you can't talk about Star Wars without the lighthearted moments, because the lighthearted moments are what allow us to breathe from the heavier moments, mm-hmm. right? There is we need to be able to breathe after Obi-Wan is struck down.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be able to have something that eases us back into this. The world can get dark at times.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just need a fucking colored, Vespa gang to show a multicolored Vespa gang to show up with cyberpunk implants to go, we're doing this right now because we're about to fucking show you Obi-Wan, and that shit's going to hit you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get hit right in the feels. No, right? Yeah. The whimsy is good. Like, embrace it. It's not like it's all whimsy. We just got Andor. There wasn't a touch of whimsy in the whole thing.
That shit,
like,
was heavy.
There were funny moments, but it was mostly fascism and slavery. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it was, and it was probably one of my favorite Star Wars things ever.
And then we went from right there into the new season of The Mandalorian, which starts pretty fucking lighthearted.
It starts super lighthearted, and there's a ton of what everyone thought were side quests until the last episode.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. It got real quick.
Yeah.
Just for future reference that we are on like episode 7 or something.
Yeah. There's one episode left in the season.
Yeah, the thing happened on Mandalore. If you know, you know.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this next week, which if you know you will be.
Yep.
And we're not talking about any of the final stuff because we haven't seen it yet.
Yep, we haven't seen it yet. But yeah, that's everything that we have for the show this week. Thank you for sticking with us. This is more of a short form episode. Like I said, we've got company in town next week, so we just wanted to get something out there for you to listen to. Everybody has really strong opinions about Star Wars. Feel free to let us know what they are. Yeah. You can head over to goodnight.gg to become a patron of our show. Again, we have our horror movie synopses going up, where I made Hector watch horror things and we talk about them. We'll be swapping to action in about 2 weeks or so. And let's see, you can head over to facebook.com/GNGGcast where you can chat with us, as well as at GNGGcast on Twitter to talk to me directly. Okay. Well, until next time, for Hector, this is James.
And for James, this is Hector.
Everyone, good night.
And good game.